The Indonesian security ministry has asked lawmakers to amend the 2002 anti-terror law, which was enacted after bombings in Bali that killed 202 people. The country's counter-terrorism chief, Ansaat Mbai, says attacks since then, including the July bombings of two international hotels in Jakarta, prove that stronger measures are needed to prevent violence.
We feel, based from our experience in last 7 years, we feel that we need to enhance our legal capacity to extend the power of detention and the power of detention without charge.
The amendments would allow authorities to detain terrorism suspects for 30 days without filing criminal charges. Currently, they can be held for 7 days, and it would boost from 120 days to 2 years the time a suspect can be held before being brought to trial. Mbai says these proposed changes are similar to laws in other countries, including neighboring Malaysia and Singapore. He says Indonesia's less strict laws attract terrorists from other countries, like Malaysian Nordin Top, who is the suspected mastermind of the recent Jakarta bombings.
We are surrounded by a country with the very tough law, while we are still very weak. So it's not surprising when many terrorists from other countries found their hotbed in Indonesia.
Indonesia is a relatively new democracy, and the proposal to expand police powers reminds some human rights groups of the country's authoritarian past. They say the changes excessively limit the rights of the individual and could lead to abuse. Jim Della Giacoma with the International Crisis Group challenges the premise that the amendments would make Indonesia safer.
This is a policy solution that appeals to people who want a quick fix, and it's not going to solve the problem. It won't prevent the kind of recruitment of terrorists we've seen. It won't stop the dissemination of the jihadi message, and it won't help police find Nordin Emtop.
Della Giacoma argues that broad arrest powers can be counterproductive.
So this has a great potential to be a very wide net that catches the wrong people and, in fact, doesn't sort of take the targeted approach that's required to address the problem of these small terrorist networks.
He says arresting innocent people could turn more people against the government. Both sides in this debate acknowledge the threat of terrorism, but are divided over how to prevent it and how to preserve the country's democratic values. Under its current laws, Indonesia has arrested and convicted scores of people involved in terrorism since 2002. Most remain in prison. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.